Everyone, it's November 2016. Thanks for tuning into the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. You're listening to episode 23 of Postmodern Realities, and I'm Melanie Cogdill, managing editor of the Christian Research Journal. On this episode, I'm joined by our resident film reviewer, Dr. John McAteer. John is an assistant professor and chair of the online liberal arts program at Ashford University. He has a BA in film from Biola University, a MA in philosophy of religion and ethics from Talbot School of Theology, and a PhD in philosophy from the University of California at Riverside. In the current Volume 39, Number 5 issue of the Christian Research Journal, John has written our cover story called Suicide Squad, Deadpool, and the Rise of the Comic Book Antihero. On today's podcast, we are going to discuss the newly released World War II film, Hacksaw Ridge, directed by Mel Gibson. John, it's good to have you on.
It's great to be back. This is one of my favorite podcasts.
Well, great. We enjoy having you on. I saw Hacksaw Ridge at a media screening back in the late summer, so it was kind of interesting to see it because they didn't have all the special effects totally in, and so you could get an idea of how they add those in. That was kind of like behind the scenes when you were looking at some of the war scenes. But anyway, this is a new movie that I've just kind of read some fairly positive reviews from just reviewers out there. Some of them are fairly positive. So can you tell us what the movie is about?
Sure. This is it's a true story. It's about a conscientious objector in World War II. His name was Desmond Doss. And as a conscientious objector, he doesn't believe in killing, but after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, he sees all of the other young men in his town going into the army, and you know he feels this duty to help the war effort in some way, and he decides to enlist as a combat medic. So he's going to go and you know help the wounded on the battlefield, and he's famous in real life because in the Battle of Hacksaw Ridge, which is part of Okinawa, he single-handedly carried 75 wounded soldiers to safety. And so he became the first conscientious objector to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor. So it's kind of a big deal.
I do want to tell our listeners that Hacksaw Ridge is rated R, and the reason why that it's rated R is for the very graphic and brutal violence. So that's primarily, there's not any kind of other reasons for it to be R other than the very real, visceral war scenes. So can you tell us a little bit more about why he doesn't believe in killing other people?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. That's one of the more interesting things about this film, I think. Because Desmond, he's a Christian, right? The movie opens up with him praying the passage from Isaiah about, you know, receiving strength from God and mounting up on the wings of eagles and that kind of thing. And we see him praying, reading his Bible throughout the film. So he does talk about, you know, Jesus calling us to turn the other cheek and love our enemies and that sort of thing. But the way that the film tells the story, it makes it look like his decision to become a pacifist was more about kind of a personal childhood experience than kind of more academic theology. So I'm thinking of two incidents in particular in the film. One's kind of at the beginning of the film when he's a small child, he's wrestling with his brother like kids do, kind of fighting. And he just kind of unthinkingly grabs this brick that's laying on the road next to them and like smashes his brother in the head with it, which, you know, was just kind of a random thing that he did. He wasn't really thinking, but clearly, you know, really hurt his brother, almost killed him. And he's, you know, feels really guilty about this. And we see him sitting in his house staring at this poster of the Ten Commandments and kind of focusing on thou shalt not kill. There's a picture of Cain and Abel, right? So he feels really guilty. He's He says, I could have killed my brother. And his mom tells him, you know, that killing somebody is the worst sin that you can commit, right? So there's that part of this, his experience really kind of shapes how he thinks about killing. And then there's another story later on when he's a teenager where his father has become, you know, an alcoholic and kind of abusive, partly because of his father's experience in World War One. He came back traumatized from that, so maybe this his father's experience with war also colors his understanding of war. But in particular, there's this scene where his father is, you know, yelling at his mom, and his father actually has a gun pointed at his mom, and so Desmond runs in to save his mom and takes the gun away from his father and aims it at his father. And his father doesn't, I mean, he doesn't shoot his father, but he says that he killed him in his heart, right? He had this desire in his heart to shoot his father, whether, you know, because anger or fear or whatever. And because he had this gun, right, he came very close to actually killing his father. And again, he feels really guilty about this. And afterwards, he says that he promised God that he would never again touch a gun. So it seems like it's that experience more than anything that explains his attitude in the war, why he's willing to enlist in the military, but he says, I can't touch a gun. And we see that throughout the film, that he constantly refuses to even touch the gun.
Yes, I would say that was, I thought that was very true about his reasons, at least communicated in the film. Like it was less for some a strong theological conviction about war as much as how, you know, his beliefs plus very strongly his personal experience shaped what he should or shouldn't do with regard to, like, you know, actively shooting someone in a war and so forth. So would you say that all Christians should be pacifists just kind of based on just how he was portrayed in this film?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that the film is interesting because it really presents both sides of the debate between, you know, pacifism and just war theory. And it shows kind of both sides having, you know, strong convictions and good reasons. Every time Desmond says things like, you know, I don't believe in killing because God said thou shalt not kill and that kind of thing, every person comes up with a good answer to his statement and says things like, you know, well, it's different in war, it's not murder, and we have to protect the innocent that are being attacked and these kind of things. So it really doesn't present kind of a pacifist agenda in that sense, the film doesn't. And like I said, you know, Desmond himself, I don't even think he's really a pacifist. He doesn't object to war per se, right? When I think of pacifists, I think of people who are kind of like protesting the war and saying, you know, nobody should go to war and this kind of thing. And he goes and signs up, enlists to be in the military. He doesn't even call himself a conscientious objector. He says he's a conscientious cooperator. He'll cooperate with the military. He just won't personally touch the gun because of what he promised God. And I think what's really great about the film is Desmond never condemns anyone else for having a different conviction. He never says all Christians should think this way. And it's pretty attractive, I think, to see somebody who has this deeply held belief but is never judgmental or arrogant or whatever. He just says, you know, this is what I feel like I have to do because of my relationship to God. And he kind of leaves it to the conscience of each other person. So for me, the film is really about conscience. It's about following your conscience even when it's unpopular. About there's this repeated line in the movie about not trying to be someone you're not. So it's about integrity, being true to your convictions, not trying to fit in with the crowd, that kind of thing.
You're listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. Today's guest is John McAteer, and in the current volume, 39, number 5 issue of the Christian Research Journal, John has written our cover story called Suicide Squad, Deadpool, and the Rise of the Comic Book Antihero. To read his article, please subscribe to the journal. A 6-issue subscription is $39.50, and to subscribe online, visit equip.org. We are talking about today the recently released film directed by Mel Gibson about World War II called Hacksaw Ridge. Well, in the film, do you feel that the fellow members of his platoon think that, what do they think about his convictions? Do they make fun of him? Do they agree with him? Do they respect him?
Well, I mean, that's sort of the arc of the story, the shape of the narrative. They start off, obviously, when this kid joins the military and then says he can't touch a gun, right? They all think that he's crazy. And they accuse him of being a coward, which is a common accusation for against pacifists, right? So they think, well, you're not really a true man, right? So they have this image, this macho image of what courage looks like. And he doesn't fit in. And the movie does a good job, I think, of showing him to be strong and courageous, but while still being gentle and kind and compassionate and these sorts of things. So it's a lot like the image, actually, of Jesus in Mel Gibson's film The Passion of the Christ. So that kind of combination of strength and compassion, which I think is really interesting, a kind of an alternative view than we normally get of kind of action movie heroes. But I think Desmond, they start off thinking he's crazy, but then eventually his fellow soldiers come to think, Desmond actually is truly courageous. He gets their respect, especially when he risks his life on the battlefield over and over again to save his fellow wounded soldiers. And eventually, by the end, they see him as a kind of saint, I think. There's this scene where they refuse to fight even until he comes and prays for him. So he becomes this kind of inspirational figure, even though they don't share his personal convictions against killing. They respect him for kind of staying true to his beliefs and see that God has honored him. They think it's almost like a miracle that he survived this whole night, saving all these people.
I think that it comes out very much what you're talking about, the compassion, especially in the very, just harrowing war scenes where he keeps saying, I have to go back, and he is looking for people and he's trying to save them and so forth. So that really, really comes through, that it's just almost, it almost seems unbelievable. It's almost like supernatural. Like he keeps going back right into this just really hardcore battle to keep saving more people, and yet he's not firing a gun or anything like that, and it's a true story. Some of the reviewers out there, though, think that the movie glorifies war. I mean, everyone has commented, and I do think that the battle scenes are quite graphic. Do you think that's true, that it's glorifying war?
Well, I mean, so a lot of times people will make the comment that, just putting something on a movie screen sort of glorifies it in a way, which I'm not sure if that's true. I mean, I don't really see it, at least in the beginning of the film, the first few battle scenes, like you say, are really hard to watch, really horrific. And I think Mel Gibson does a great job filming those battle scenes. If you compare them to something like, Braveheart, maybe his earlier film does kind of glorify battle and makes it seem kind of awesome. But this is much more like Saving Private Ryan, if anybody's seen that, just how really terrifying the war is. And it's not, it doesn't seem awesome in any way in those early scenes. And I think Gibson he wanted to show how scary this situation was, so that we could appreciate how brave Desmond was to be there without a gun. And I think that really worked. On the other hand, by the end of the movie, there's this last battle scene where, after he's rescued all the 75 men and the fellow soldiers, say, will you pray for us so we'll have protection going into this last battle? And then they kind of push up to the battle and finally, you know, defeat the enemy and take over the ridge. That scene is filmed in a much more kind of heroic way. It's like, it's all very slow motion and close-ups of the gun shooting, and it really looks a lot more like what you would imagine to be a, you know, a glorified sequence. And I think part of that is you know, Mel Gibson trying to show really that I think he's trying to show that God is with these people in the battle, which is kind of perhaps troubling in some way. It's certainly not an anti-war sequence.
So because it's rated R and because we've talked about some of these graphic scenes, who do you think should see this film?
Yeah, I mean, definitely not. It's not for children. It's an inspirational movie, but it's not the kind of inspirational movie we usually think of. You know, the kind of Christian movie you're going to show to your youth group at church, probably. But it is, it's definitely something adults would want to watch. I mean, if you've seen Saving Private Ryan or some of these movies, or even The Passion of the Christ, right, you have a sense of the kind of really, you know, goriness and graphic violence that is going to be in this film. So you can decide for yourself whether it's worth it to watch that. But it does, I think, have a really beautiful picture of the way that somebody could be if they really had this commitment to follow the Christ as they understood him to be and to listen for God's voice in their lives.
I will say in closing that they filmed this in Australia, and I felt that most of the cast, who are all Australian actors, majority of them are, they did a good job with Southern American accents.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even notice. I assume they were Americans.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of The Matrix and Lord of the Rings when Hugo Weaving, who plays the father to the character Desmond Doss, had his Southern accent going. I thought he did a good job. So finally, I want to end with some fun rapid-fire questions for John. So John, celery root braised in a pig's bladder or crispy pig ear with pickled cherry peppers, fried egg, and kale?
Definitely the second one, I think.
What was your first job?
I worked at Chuck E. Cheese, the pizza place, actually in the kitchen making pizza.
And what film are you most looking forward to seeing during the 2016 holiday season?
There's a movie called Silence that's coming up. Actually starring Andrew Garfield, the same young man who played Desmond Doss, and he'll be playing a missionary who goes to Japan. It's filmed by Martin Scorsese, so I think that'll be interesting.
Yes, and we plan to talk about that on a future podcast and have John review that for us. And John's film review of Hacksaw Ridge will be available free on our website coming up soon. So thanks, John, for being a guest on the Postmodern Realities podcast.
Thanks for having me.
In the current Volume 39, Number 5 issue of the Christian Research Journal, John has written our cover story called Suicide Squad, Deadpool, and the Rise of the Comic Book Antihero. To read his article, please subscribe to the journal. A 6-issue subscription is $39.50, and to subscribe online, visit equip.org. You also want to read his film review of Hacksaw Ridge, directed by Mel Gibson, which will be available free online on our website, equip.org. Be sure you also tune in daily to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, hosted by CRI President Hank Canagraph, who answers your questions live on air. To ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you go to equip.org, where you can download our free smartphone app, on which you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live, listen to previous broadcasts, make a donation, and subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. So until our next author conversation, thanks for listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast.